between two places. I'm Mary Corsetti, Fox News. July 4th weekend is one of the busiest weekends to travel during the year, and many Americans are experiencing hefty delays and even cancellations.
The tickets that people are paying for these airlines are quite expensive. They're sky-high levels that people are dishing out cash for, but even though they're paying more for airline tickets during a peak travel time doesn't mean they're going to get on a plane. Listen.
For 1:30, I'm supposed to leave, and they've delayed it to 3 p.m. already today. So I don't know if I'm going to get out or not on time. Maybe hanging out here for a while.
And hanging out here for a while is kind of what the whole situation is here for so many people that hit LaGuardia. LaGuardia is actually one of the most delays here. The American stand, a lot of these people that are rechecking in, they got here hours ago, they tell us, and then they had to bring their bags back up because they were at the terminal, thought they were going to be on the tarmac, thought they were going to be at their destination by now, and now they're having to rebook everything and try to get their bags back. So the lines do continue to grow.
Fox's Alexis McAdams. Meanwhile, Australia's prime minister visits Ukraine on Sunday and witnesses the brutality that Ukraine alleges was committed by Russia. Through a translator, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says the aggression by Russia must end.
We have to further increase the sanctions pressure, and we are grateful to Australia for their straightforward and consistent position in terms of the sanctions.
Australia's prime minister says their country supports justice for the war crimes committed in Ukraine. Russia denies violating civilians' human rights in Ukraine. Plus, police say a gunman opened fire inside a busy shopping mall in the Danish capital, killing several people and hurting several others. It happened in the late afternoon at Fields, one of the biggest shopping malls in Scandinavia. A 22-year-old Danish man was arrested after the shooting Sunday. Police are still investigating the motive and say that terrorism cannot be ruled out at this point. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Federal wildland firefighters are getting pay raises.
They were promised to federal wildland firefighters last year out of the massive infrastructure package, though pay raises never came. And as firefighters have now entered another record-breaking fire summer with staffing and recruiting shortages dragged down by low wages and benefits, the federal government now saying that a raise will come to thousands of federal wildland firefighters, increasing by $20,000 per year, or 50% of their current base salary, whichever is lower. Through next year, the firefighters will also receive back pay for the raises that they were supposed to see last year. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
And Brandon Brown wanted a way to change the narrative behind the Let's Go Brandon message after his first career NASCAR victory fostered a chant that has been used to insult President Joe Biden. Brown found that new message thanks to the family of an 8-year-old boy with autism. Brandon Brundage of Cottage Grove, Minnesota, believed the Let's Go Brandon signs he saw were cheering him on. He started trying activities he never attempted before. His mother used that story to write a children's book, and the cover design of that book decorated Brown's Camaro for his Xfinity Series race Saturday at Road America. Plus, New Zealand's Scott McLaughlin won the Honda Indy 200 at Mid-Ohio.
After winning last year's IndyCar Rookie of the Year award, McLaughlin is having a terrific second season. He picked up his second victory of the year by beating Alex Palou by roughly one half of a second. McLaughlin also posted his fifth top five finish of the year.
Yeah, I'm really pretty proud of the guys, the car they gave me. It was a little hard to drive towards the end. I would have loved to make it a little bit easier for myself, but yeah, super proud of everyone. Great pit stops from this car 3 team. 33s, baby, we're going to the moon.
Courtesy NBC Sports, McLaughlin's parents got to witness the victory in person. He did not see them for 31 months due to the COVID pandemic. When he won at St. Petersburg, Florida in February, McLaughlin had to celebrate with mom and dad on FaceTime. Bob Bortali, Fox News.
I'm Mary Corsetti, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.